This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you're a fan of HBO's hit fantasy series Game of Thrones, you know that the world where it takes place is just as large and varied as the planet we live on today. There are continents, oceans, vast deserts, frozen wastelands, lush valleys, tropics, you name it. And as Michael Osborne of the podcast Generation Anthropocene discovered, digging into the fictional geology and geography of Game of Thrones turns out to be a surprisingly insightful exercise.
Imagining Earth millions of years ago is almost like reading a book set in a fantasy world. Our planet was once covered in ice, and before that, swamped by oceans. We envisioned supercontinents, supervolcanoes, and gargantuan creatures. We used scientific observations to reconstruct the geologic past, but if you think about it, our investigation into Earth history isn't that different from the work of science fiction. So when our producer, Miles Traer, who's also a geophysicist, decided that he wanted to apply his geology skills to Game of Thrones, there was a certain logic to his thought exercise.
So I took the main continent of the story, which is Westeros, and I decided to use little bits of information from the books, from, you know, the observations of the characters, from official maps, and a few other details to create a geologic map.
Okay, so the idea is sort of ridiculous, but Miles's map is surprisingly detailed. And scientific. Fans of the HBO TV show are familiar with the Game of Thrones landscape from the show's opening credits. And, like a lot of fantasy stories, the Game of Thrones books contain maps of the imaginary world. The inspiration for Miles' project began when he noticed that the two continents in the story, Westeros and Essos, fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. It reminded him of the way Africa and North and South America fit together, suggesting continental drift and the presence of plate tectonics. Miles then started scouring the books for additional clues. He studied the orientation of mountain ranges. He tested different map projections to calculate the distances and dimensions of the Game of Thrones world. He discovered a website called Westeros,
the Wiki of Ice and Fire,
whose authors had already tried to work out the size of the planet. Miles extrapolated information from town names and made note every time a character mentioned the rocks used to construct castles.
We know there's granite in Winterfell. We also know that there are hot springs there, so that plays into this idea of tectonics. We know there's this area called the Flint Cliffs, and I assume to interpret that literally, which I do with quite a few cities. You have Casterly Rock, where there are gold deposits. Gold is usually deposited within very specific rocks, basalt. There's a town, there are multiple towns in the south in this area known as Dorne, south of the Red Mountains. And there are three towns in particular, one of them called Sandstone. There was another one called the Salt Shore. And then there was another place called Greenstone.
Once he had a draft map of the current Game of Thrones world, the next phase was to reconstruct the geologic history. Game of Thrones is the same story, of course, where characters often remark that
winter is coming.
And the ice wall of the north is what helps protect all characters from the dreaded White Walkers. Perhaps, thought Miles, extensive glaciation played a role in shaping the Game of Thrones geomorphology. Paleoclimate turned out to be an important consideration.
There's this region called the Mountains of the Moon, and Mountains of the Moon sit in between King's Landing and the Twins. And in the Mountains of the Moon, there's this curious gap in the middle of the mountains that looks like it's been eroded flat. And really, the only thing that has that much power are ice sheets. Now, for an ice sheet to extend that far south, the planet would need to be generally colder. And that was something that I really wanted to consider, is that, yes, climate can change on this planet, too.
An impressive feature of Miles's analysis is the rigorous way in which he draws from Earth science principles. Beyond tectonics and paleoclimate, he invoked uniformitarianism, the law of superposition, paleontology, subduction zones, continental collisions, and even the formation of an oxygen-rich atmosphere. It's surprising how much trying to reconstruct the natural history of a fantasy world tells us just how much we've come to understand our own planet's history. For a geologist, a map is a hypothesis, an educated guess based on the best available information. Miles hopes that his maps will inspire others to comment and to iterate.
If you can propose a completely different formation of Westeros, I would love to hear it. I would love to know what you think. The only thing that I ask is, you know, document your principles. You know, tell me what you're assuming the way that I have, and I would love to see it. And certainly this is, it's an interpretation.
The sketches of his geologic reconstruction, along with descriptions, are now live on the Generation Anthropocene website. HBO is currently airing Game of Thrones Season 4. As the Lannisters, Baratheons, Tyrells, Wildlings, and Khaleesi wrestle for control of the crown, maybe viewers will have the chance to glean additional clues into the world of Westeros and Essos. For Generation Anthropocene, I'm Mike Osborne.